Hello. This is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Hey Zach, you found any cool new websites lately? Any websites you like spending your time on?
Oh hey, are we in 1996, are we? Just doing a website chat.
Yeah, well the reason I ask is because my mum Judy came home the other day and said she's discovered a website that we should all look into.
She said it like that too, yeah. Not like an app or...
No, no, she's like, hey, I've got a website for everyone.
Yeah, www. Yeah.
No, 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 HTTP //www.
Oh, no security? No HTTPS?
Well, this one, I mean, mum likes to browse dangerously.
Yeah, well, she's living on the edge.
She is a little bit. She's come home, she's told us a website we all need to check out. The only problem is the website she said is one that I don't think exists. Oh. I've never heard of what she said. She's gotten something very wrong along the lines somewhere there. Okay. I'll share it with you after this. I do think that maybe the thing she's come up with could be a good idea for a website, okay. But it certainly isn't one that exists yet.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Time for a brand new game, Dom.
What's the story?
This is where we see how predictable the news is. I'm going to play you half a headline, Dom. Yep. From just hearing that half of the headline, you have to see if you can finish the story.
Are these Australian stories? Have these come from all over the world?
These are Australian stories. They've all happened within the last week or so.
Okay, great.
Are you ready for your first story? Sure. Complete this headline. It's from A Current Affair.
You have to wonder why the government decided to pick a fight with...
Who are the government fighting today?
I think A Current Affair might start every episode with that statement.
Who do you
Something
think they're fighting?
Those lines. Okay, I'm trying to think of what stories I've seen recently.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've seen stories that there's something to do with teachers, that teachers aren't happy with the government. Are they picked up with... No, not with teachers.
That's not it.
That's okay. Not the story.
The story's this.
You have to wonder why the government decided to pick a fight with some harmless pensioners who just love their garden.
That's the story.
And they just love their garden, Dom.
Why did the government pick a fight? Do you know? Or
they were gardening on land that wasn't theirs.
Okay. Well, that does seem like something you can't do.
Let's see if you can guess the next story, Dom.
I'll pick
this
it up
one
here.
Is one of your favourites. It's your main man, Koshy.
They got the surprise of their lives after discovering a...
What did they discover?
Well, I don't know who the they is in this story. Is it a young family? Is it a few friends?
It's a family.
A family?
Mm-hmm.
I reckon a family's discovered, because I've seen a few of these stories around lately, a snake in the toilet.
Oh, my goodness!
Really?
That's the story.
Oh, my gosh.
They got the surprise of their lives after discovering a 40-kilo python in the laundry.
40 kilos?
I mean,
that's a big snake.
I did say snake in the toilet, but I'll take...
Laundry and toilet, they're pretty similar.
Pretty close, to be honest, so I'm happy to take that one.
And we 40, actually,
40 kilos, did you say?
That's a big snake.
That's enormous. That can't be possible.
Well, apparently it is. I mean, we can trust Koshy, can't we?
That's true. If there's one person in the world who I don't think will ever fall to fake news, it's Koshy. Yep.
What do you think about this last one?
Sure.
Pauline Hanson.
I get gobsmacked sometimes when most people come up to me and the first thing they say is...
Oh, what do they say?
Oh, gosh. It could be so many things. I know. Yeah. I've heard her speak before about how people tell her she should go on Dancing with the Stars again. Because do you remember when she went on Dancing with the Stars?
That'd be close to 10 years ago.
I reckon it would have been, yeah.
And she could make a comeback now, yeah.
Yeah, I remember how angry she got at one of the judges on that show or not. It was like you're back in Canberra.
Yeah, is that what she said?
Well, no, she just went off at them like she's in Canberra. All right, so I reckon it's go back on Dancing with the Stars.
That's not the story.
Okay, I get gobsmacked sometimes when most people come up to me and the first thing they say is, well, you're only saying what we're thinking anyway.
That's the story.
Yeah. Okay. I should have picked it up. I mean, that's what she's saying the whole
time,
isn't it?
That's basically a tattoo she has on her arm. She's always talking about that. I'm saying what everyone's thinking.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you are, to be completely honest.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
13 10 60, what have your parents mispronounced or misunderstood? My mum, Judy, Zach, a regular feature on the show, Judy.
She's come up a couple of times.
She asked the other day when she's finally going to become the third co-host.
Yep.
Zach, Dom and Mum is the show name she pitched at me.
There's nothing on Judy, but yeah. I'm not sure how that would go.
We can pitch that at the Radio Bosses. We'll see what they think.
No.
No, we can't do that?
You can. You can do Mother and Son, first ever.
Oh, what a show.
Yeah, like intergenerational.
Okay, look, if Smooth FM's listening... Mother and son, I reckon, would kill it over there.
Yeah.
They'd love that. Into Buble, out of Buble, all day long. Beautiful. Anyway.
Hang on. Are they playing back-to-back Buble in that situation?
In that show, yep. We are. That's all we're going to play there. Mum comes home from work the other day, and we're all sitting around in the lounge room. And Mum says, hey, guys, I've got a website you should all check out. I think you'll enjoy it. And I thought, well, I wonder what website Mum's discovered. And she says, have you guys heard of Pinterest? And I realized quickly she's obviously talking about Pinterest. I didn't say that straight away. I was like, what's the site? She said, basically, you find things you're interested in and you put a pin on them.
Hmm.
And it's called Pin Interest. Now, they let this go for about 10 minutes before correcting her that it is called Pinterest. This isn't the first time Mum's done something like this.
Yeah, sounds like a rod at your house. A whole 10 minutes? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting a whole demo there of what it's going to sound like on Smooth FM. Mother and son, get ready for that coming in 2020. She pronounced LinkedIn as link it in.
Yep.
Once in a
Well, LinkedIn
context.
Is a bit of a harder one. But what Pinterest, I don't know. Have you ever seen how they spell it?
Oh,
it's like, guys, come on, we need some vowels. Why is everyone dropping vowels in their app names?
I don't know why that's a cool... Maybe they cost more money.
Yeah, it's like, you're thinking of that show.
Oh, Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
That's a good point. But mum has a whole history. She also, she'll see like a funny video on Facebook and she'll say, Dom, you've got to come and watch this DVD. And I'll say, no, Mum, that's a video. And she said, well, I called, they changed from videos to DVDs and I kept calling them videos and people told me you had to call them DVDs now. And now you want me to change back?
Yeah, that sounds confusing.
Yeah.
The one I used to get at school.
Yeah.
Is the teachers would call Pokemon Pokemons and put an S on the end.
They just like put an S on everything.
Yeah. That's like, no, it's like sheep.
Yeah.
You can have one sheep, you can have two sheep, it's still the same.
Yeah. I think there was a sheep Pokemon.
What's it? What was it called?
Can't remember.
Yep.
I had one though. I got it up to level 50.
I'm thinking maybe your parents said they got you a Pokemon.
Yeah.
And they just got you a toy sheep. Oh, no, here we go. Producer Michael says it's...
Mareep.
Mareep
is the name
of the
sheep
Pokemon.
Okay,
the sheep Pokemon came in after left Pokemon because I've never heard of that.
Not the first 150. We have put this up on Instagram. We had Jen who says my grandma pronounces Wi-Fi as Wi-Fi. We have Erin whose mum called Justin Bieber. And also Maggie's mum, this song. I believe in miracles. Apparently, Maggie's mum thought that opening line, instead of I believe in miracles, was I believe in Milko's, the popular Allen's lolly. Yep. What is a popular Milko's?
I love Milko's.
You like a Milko?
Yeah, I don't mind a Milko.
I mean, it is a weird advertising slogan to say I believe in Milko's.
It's like Milko's just announced a run for political office, and they're releasing that as their campaign song.
131060, what have your parents mispronounced, misunderstood? We have Steve on 131060. What did your parents get wrong?
My mother, she was looking up parcel tracking the other day, and she looked up, she was looking up Star Trek instead of Star Trek.
Yeah, so Star Trek, obviously the courier company, Star Trek, the
Did she think Spock and Scotty were dropping packages around the place, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. They were going to beam them in any minute.
Yeah.
Just looking up in the sky.
Yeah. Well, that would be, forget next day delivery. I reckon when you got lasers and teleportation, you could do it, within a couple of minutes.
I mean, my memories of Star Trek, my parents watched a lot growing up. I remember that they had some pretty like life world, the end of the world sort of like scenarios they had to battle.
Mm-hmm.
Rarely were they delivering packages, but it's not a bad spin-off series. We got Sarah, who's contacted us from Instagram in Egypt. What did your parents mispronounce or get wrong?
So my mom was working and then she came back home and I was coming back from school. Yes, I'm young. Mm. And then... for messaging.
Oh, hello.
And she found WhatsApp.
Oh, okay. I think what we had there, sorry, we did briefly lose.
I think the signal got blocked by the pyramids on the way to Australia.
No, you can say that.
Why not?
I don't know. Doesn't it feel iffy?
That does not feel iffy even remotely.
Okay. All right. Well, Sarah's story was that her mum thought WhatsApp was called What's Up, yep. The messaging app there. But nice to chat to someone in Egypt. I've never done that before.
Yep.
That's first. We also have Jessica in Italy. We're going around the globe tonight. Jessica, what did your parents mispronounce?
So my mum, a few years ago, she didn't know how to use Facebook. So yeah. She would ask me to log it to mine so she could check on her friends. And one time she came home and she said, hey, I need to see what Rebecca's been up to. Can you open your My Face?
Okay.
And I never corrected her. I just went along with it.
So is that a combination of MySpace and Facebook?
Yeah, I think yeah. So. It was when MySpace was kind of dying.
MySpace and My Face sound so similar. I mean, it must just be a minefield for people who didn't grow up with these websites.
It is a shame as well, because that would have been one of the great collaborations. If Mark Zuckerberg and Tom had decided, instead of competing sites, what I'm picturing is like Facebook like we have it today, but you got to have that profile song. That when you go to someone's profile, the song starts playing.
That was the best part of it. The worst part of it was the ranking of friends. Who thought that was a good idea for teenagers? Yeah. I'm going to put a ranking of my best friends for the public to see.
I never made anyone's top friends.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Did you watch the Today Show this morning? Chances are the answer is no.
No, I did not.
Recorded their lowest ratings in 10 years. They relaunched the Today Show this year. This is Channel 9's morning show. It goes against Sunrise. Yep. It's been struggling without Karl Stefanovic, and apparently this morning was the lowest ratings it's ever had.
Well, there was a stage there where I think they were just about beating Sunrise, and now they're about half of Sunrise's numbers. So it's not good news over at Channel 9.
This, like, it confused me so much. Yeah. And so I thought I'd do a deep dive into what they've put to air. Okay. In the last month and a half since the start of the year, to see what's going on. And I can't see any evidence to suggest the low ratings.
What do you mean?
I think they're producing a fantastic breakfast TV show.
Oh, great. Well, I mean, case closed then. The ratings must be wrong. The content's great. Do you have any evidence?
You tell me what you think, because I have brought some evidence.
Okay, great.
And from my point of view, they're doing all the breakfast show staples. Yeah. They have the dogs with special skills.
Remus the sausage dog is a very clever little canine whose owner, Anna, has taught him to perform tricks inspired by none other than the Harry Potter spells.
Harry Potter dog.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's great.
They've got cow puns and stories.
Shoppers in Hong Kong have been forced to move over after four hungry cows charged into a supermarket and began helping themselves to some fresh produce.
When I'm hearing stuff like this, that sounds like great stuff.
Yeah, it's like if you were to watch a football team execute a perfect play. They know what they're doing. They're experts.
They have lovable seniors.
Well, the super seniors in Toowoomba, they are all the inspiration we need. Most of them are aged over 80, and they all enjoy gymnastics to keep them young.
And at this stage, I can imagine they went, was probably about 2 weeks ago, went into a meeting, they go, what the hell's going on?
They must have been like tapping the computer screen with the ratings, like, is this broken? What's
We've
going on?
We've done the Harry Potter dog. Yeah. We put the puns in the cow story.
Yeah.
We've done the lovable seniors.
Yeah.
Why aren't people listening? And there would have been an executive at Channel 9. Okay, we're going to bring out the big guns, the unlikely animal friends.
There's an unlikely friendship blossoming on a cattle property in Western Victoria. Molly, the pet beagle, she's found herself a furry friend.
Still no one watching?
See that?
Unlikely animal friends!
That's in the past 2 weeks.
That's the past 2 weeks, and they're not seeing any return from that!
This doesn't make any sense. The rating system must be broken.
Not only that. Not only do they have these lovable seniors, not only do they have the cow puns, not only do they have dogs doing magical tricks, but they're covering the big stories as well.
Police have had to deal with a home invasion of a different kind after a raccoon was caught inside a home in the United States.
At this stage... Yep. Someone might have said, hey, we're going a little heavy on the novelty, the novelty animal stories.
Yeah.
But still, no results in the ratings.
It's a real shame. I mean, they're doing nothing wrong. They're actually performing at an elite level for a breakfast TV show, and still it's not working for them.
I reckon the director, executive producer, one of the big wigs comes in late last week, and they go, we need to do something big. We need a big splash. We're doing breakfast TV.
Yep.
We're against Sunrise.
Let's make news.
Classic. Cats versus dogs.
Cats, you just can't do as many things with a cat than you can do
well,
with a dog.
Can.
How is that not rating higher, Tom?
Oh, gosh.
Cats yeah. versus dogs.
That's what
How
you depend on.
How is that not more relatable? Yeah. How is that not cutting through?
Well, probably because Koshy was doing karaoke on Sunrise.
How do you compete with that?
I mean, when you got Koshy doing karaoke with his tie tied around his head like a bandana, sometimes you should just throw in the keys and say, you know what, if we're up against Koshy, we give in.
You know what I have realised?
Yeah.
Going back through today's show in a month and a half. You know what Breakfast TV in Australia is?
Yep.
Have you ever been on that website, Upworthy?
Yeah, once or twice.
I think, you know, the feel-good stories on the internet.
Yeah.
Breakfast TV is just what Upworthy were reporting on last week. It's like that a week later.
And any update? Cats vs. Dogs, who won?
The jury's still out.
Okay. We'll get an answer on that on Monday.
They can't solve that, Dom.
Yeah, that's true.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, a friend of mine's found something on eBay, which is one of the weirdest things I've seen on eBay. They're a big fan of the musician Bob Dylan. Obviously, one of the musical greats. A favourite of yours, isn't he, Bob Dylan?
Yeah, when I was younger, big in the 60s.
Yeah, that sums Bob Dylan up. Probably not accurately, but that'll do. They were looking through eBay trying to find some various Bob Dylan memorabilia when they've come across this. Now, I'm just going to send you the eBay link to the listing, which, might I add, is still active at the moment. I think it's got 9 days left in bidding right now. So if you want to get a hold of this one, you can head over and have a look at it.
Bob Dylan's childhood sink is for sale.
Yep.
Museum worthy, apparently.
That's what they say. So this is the sink from his childhood home. Mm. They've got one bid already for $4,000.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty impressive for a sink.
That's good. You could do it, put it in your reno if you wanted to. It doesn't have to go to a museum.
I suppose that's true. Now, I would have thought if you're a big Bob Dylan fan or a big fan of any musician, maybe if you wanted some memorabilia, it'd be something to do with their music making process. Maybe their first songbook they wrote in, the first guitar they played. I don't know if their childhood sink is up there. Is that a point of interest?
That's the sink where he first heard water running, maybe, and that put some rhythm in his mind.
Well, you're a Bob Dylan fan, then.
Yeah.
Would you want Bob Dylan's sink?
Well, he's well known for his songs about sinks.
Porcelain.
And that's probably what you don't understand.
Oh, okay.
So that's why there's so much value in this, because he's really known as the sink singer. That's how they used to know him on the festival.
Right, okay.
The festival route.
Here's Bob, guard your sinks.
Yep.
Basically. Well, this might be a long shot, but I'm wondering how many other people might have something that once belonged to a celebrity. So 131060, do you have something that used to belong to a famous person? The closest I've come to this, I was in the studio audience for the show Talking About Your Generation around about a decade ago now, and Sean McAuliffe, the host of the show, finished a bottle of water. And he threw it into the crowd.
How rock and roll.
I know, right? I think it was a comical throw into the... I don't think it was littering.
Yeah.
I don't think Sean was just littering.
So it wasn't a diva moment.
No. This was done for effect.
I said Fiji water!
Yeah, no, it's just...
No, it wasn't like that.
No. It was a good bottle of Mount Franklin, and I grabbed it. And for that whole afternoon, I was walking around thinking, I've got Sean McCullough's bottle of water.
Kind of like how the bride will throw the bouquet behind her at a wedding, and whoever catches it next is the next to get married. Did you feel like that he was passing the baton on to you? You will be a host of some type of media. Now, you were hoping it was primetime TV. Yeah. It ended up to be midnight radio only a few people are awake.
Not the chalice you want to be passed necessarily, but I'll still take it. I did hold on to it all afternoon. The shame was I did get my own bottle of Mount Franklin later in the day because I was thirsty.
Yeah.
And I mixed them up.
You got it.
I didn't know which bottle was which.
Yeah.
So I didn't know.
Well, that's what I'm wondering with the sink.
Yeah.
How can you tell it's Bob Dylan's? In the same way, if you put a water bottle up on eBay,
that's true.
How do you tell that it's Sean McAuliffe's or Lady Gaga's or Katy Perry's?
That's a good point. I mean, unless you have first-hand evidence of watching Bob Dylan grow up, it's sort of hard to tell.
I just remembered I got into a fight at a market once with someone who was selling autographs of famous people.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't think those are real. And they're like, they come with a letter of authenticity.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but if you faked the autograph on the sign, you can fake it on a letter as well. That doesn't prove anything.
Which celebrities did they have there?
Oh, everyone. Like superstars. Yeah, and it was in like a tiny market.
We have Sam in Melbourne. Sam, what do you have that a famous person used to have?
Hi, first of all. Do you remember the band Short Stack?
Oh, absolutely. I remember Short Stack.
You were into them, were you, Dom?
No, a lot of people around me were into Short Stack. I never jumped on board. But we're talking about 7, 8 years ago, I reckon?
Yeah, so 10 years ago when they peaked, the Kids' Choice Awards, they got dumped by slime dumped on them, so they grabbed a towel to wipe the slime off them.
Yeah.
And then they signed the towel and threw it into the audience, and I fought about three other girls and took the towel home.
Do you have it to this day, Sam? Have you held on to it?
Yeah, and I still got it. Like, I don't think they exist anymore, but their towel definitely does.
Well, I think they're alive, Sam. I think they exist as people. Whether or not the band is making music, maybe not so much.
It's an interesting question. Do you wash off the slime?
No, that's the valuable thing, the sweat.
Yeah.
Do you want to clone them?
Is the slime still on there, Sam?
Yeah, it's still green, and I never washed it.
Yeah. I don't know what that Nickelodeon slime used to be made out of. I was always suspicious of that.
How were you suspicious? What did you think it was?
I don't know. Just looked toxic.
Alien snot.
I don't know.
No, it'd be like cornstarch or something. Okay.
It looked toxic. We have Alex on 131060. What do you have that used to belong to a famous person?
I have a drumstick from Taking Back Sundays, but the story that comes with it was the best part.
What happened?
When they threw it, it actually hit me in the face. And gave me a black eye for 2 weeks.
Yeah, see, I always think when they throw drumsticks out, they could put an eye out.
Yeah, it is dangerous. I mean, unless you do a proper warning, everyone shield your eyes. They should hand out protective goggles.
In this day and age,
with
health and safety, you'd think they wouldn't be allowed to do it.
Can I just say, I think that's the first time FM radio has had in this day and age used as a... That's usually the domain of AM radio.
Well.
You've done well there.
We're going to hear it more and more.
We have Phil in Sydney. What do you have that used to belong to a famous person, Phil?
I believe I have a cylinder tube with 3 tennis balls in it.
Yeah.
And it's believed that they were the tennis balls that Leighton Hewitt played a tournament in Sydney.
Hang on,
when you say it is believed, Phil,
it
sounds like that you didn't get it firsthand.
No, I didn't get it firsthand. I got it from a garage sale. in the bag, and it's actually got his name on the top of the cap, Hewitt.
Yeah,
but, you know, it's like they say, is it or isn't it?
Yeah, I got some bad news, Phil.
Someone's got a Sharpie out.
Someone just made an extra $5 on some normal tennis balls.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Great news if you've got gastro. Not usually a sentence you'll hear, but stop. You don't need to go to the pharmacy. Instead, all you need to do to avoid getting gastro, Dom, avoid getting a stomach bug, is drink Coca-Cola. This is what I've been told by my sister. She currently has a child who has a stomach bug. Obviously, when that happens, when you have a child in the house with a stomach bug, everyone freaks out because they're like, I don't want to get it.
Well, generally, friends of mine who have kids often say that once one kid has something like gastro, it's almost inevitable the whole house is going to get it.
So she said what she's been doing is drinking Coca-Cola. Yeah. So far, so good. She hasn't got gastro. Now, I had never heard Coke could do this, so I Googled it. I did find... There was an idea on a forum that said something about if you have a lot of sugar at the start of the bug coming in,
it can possibly
block it out.
Okay.
All I'm saying is you can't argue with the results that my sister's seeing.
This is sounding a lot like an infomercial.
Yeah.
Just to begin with.
That's exactly
like
what it is.
We're on Studio 10.
Because I would like to do on 131060.
Yeah.
Is Coke magical? Yeah. What can Coke do?
Okay.
What have you heard Coke can do? Because I was talking to producer Michael.
Sure.
And, Michael, you were saying your girlfriend uses Coke for something besides the conventional thirst crushing.
Yeah, she uses it when she's seasick. She'll have a bit of Coke to calm her stomach.
Hang on a second.
Yep. It cures gastro.
Yeah.
It stops you from being seasick. 131060. What can Coke do?
Before this past few minutes, I thought Coca-Cola's only use was its sweet taste.
Yeah.
I'm discovering a whole range of new abilities now. Why aren't they marketing it as a medicine?
Well, remember you hear stories like that they used to do that, didn't they?
What?
You hear stories like, oh, Coke used to be a medicine when it first came out.
I've never heard that.
You've never
story.
Heard that.
I've never heard that. Is
oh,
that
well, that's true. That's how it was sold originally. Not as a soft drink, but as a tonic.
Okay.
To cure all. Cure all your ails. You've never seen that?
No. I mean,
like in an old-timey bottle?
There is Coca-Cola in the vending machine here.
Yeah.
So depending on what people tell us here, I don't know what in my life I could fix in the next 10 minutes.
131060. What else can it do? Jenny on 131060. What can Coke do?
Hiya. I had an experience with some Coca-Cola where I was moving out of a house and I had big pot plants on my concrete, pure white concrete driveway. And when I moved the pot plants, there was those big yucky black stains. And a friend said, oh, Coke's really good at getting rid of stains. Mm. So I got a litre of Coca-Cola and it dissolved the stains off the concrete.
Oh,
like,
unbelievable.
No effort.
This, yeah, this is not sponsored by Coke, by the way. This is just
I'd
people
love it to be, though.
Sitting around having a great time
the,
organically.
Jenny, the thing
Coke.
That concerns me a little bit about that is that I am putting Coke in my body. So if it's getting rid of the stains off the driveway, I'm a little concerned what it's doing in my stomach, but hey. You can't argue with a jingle. We got Kyle in Melbourne on 131060. What have you heard Coke can do, Kyle?
Hey, guys, I used Coke to get the rust off an old bumper bars on my car when I was restoring it.
Does that actually work, Kyle?
Yeah, you pour the Coke on, get steel wool from the kitchen and just start scrubbing and all the surface rust just comes away.
Okay. That's pretty
takes
good.
Quite a fair bit of effort, but yeah. It, from what it was to what it turned out, yeah. It was absolutely fantastic.
I don't know if I love the, as you said there, the soft drink that was my soft drink of choice for most of my life. Being used as a cleaning agent so effectively.
Here's a quick question. Have you tried other soft drinks?
Me? Yeah. Oh, always. I'm always drinking some sort of fizzy something.
No, but I mean, have you tried other soft drinks to de-rust your car?
Oh, no. It was stupid. I was watching a YouTube video and I'm like, this can't work. Yep. So I went outside and I tried a little piece and it worked. So yep. I did the whole bar.
There you go. Can clean driveways.
Which soft drink do you think one might work as well?
No, I'm saying it wouldn't work. That's what I'm doing. But I'm saying if we want to do science, we're going to have to compare it to other ones. Yep. But so far we've got cleaning driveways, de-rusting old cars.
There's nothing. Yeah. Like ice-cold Coca-Cola.
We have Rebecca on the Central Coast. What have you heard Coke can do, Rebecca?
So I've heard that you can wash your hair with it.
Oh, okay. That's garbage.
No, we've tried this.
Did we?
Rebecca, we tried this on the show.
Yeah, and it didn't work.
Hair.
And it didn't work.
Well,
that's
Rebecca,
right.
Do you use it as shampoo? Have you ever done it?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, why not?
Why would I do that to myself?
Because apparently it works. Well, it does. Do you have any pot plant stains on your head, Rebecca, that you need to get out? Any rust? No. Okay.
Can I say, I do remember now that you bring this up when you did put Coke through my hair.
Yeah.
And it was really uncomfortable. It poured into my eyes because you, and I think you did that intentionally as well. My hair was like it was really hard to stop my hair being sticky. That took a few days before my hair was no longer in any way sticky.
What I would like you to do, Dom, is just dance to this.
Okay.
What we're hearing, it can clean your hair, it can de-rust cars, it can get the stains off driveways.
And do you know how much it costs at your local Coles?
Yeah, I do. It's about $1.50
a
litre. And
bargain.
All we're seeing in the ads is beautiful men and women in their swimwear running down a beach.
Mm.
Why aren't we seeing any of these things, Dom?
Well, it's a new advertising campaign.
It is.
They should start selling it at Bunnings. That's what it sounds like.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, I'm having a few problems with my dog, Bobby, lately. He's a bit of an older dog now, and he's lost his appetite over the past few months. Apparently, it's somewhat normal for older pets.
How old is he?
He's 15 now. So he's had
in dog years, though?
That's times 7.
Well, I think it's different depending on how big the dog is. Then...
Sorry, I'm just doing some maths here. 15 times 7 would be... Well, 10 sevens is 70. 5 sevens is 35. 105.
There we go.
And that is someone who did not do maths in grade 11 and 12. Anyway, the point is, we've been told by the vet that there's nothing majorly wrong with him. It's just a psychological thing that happens to some pets as they go older.
He's an old man.
They just forget they like food, basically. Mm. And so we've been given some tips as to how to get Bobby eating again. And the real problem that's facing me is I'm the only person in the family who he'll eat from.
You got the gift.
For some reason, he doesn't trust mum and dad, doesn't trust my brother. But if I feed him, he seems to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the tips we've been given are to feed him on human plates rather than in his dog bowl.
Oh, no. Why? How does that help?
Apparently, it's because it's psychological. He thinks, oh, this is a bit of a treat. I'm not meant to be having this. Right?
Well, why
rather
would he think that?
Rather than this is a chore, that this is my daily meal, he thinks, oh, this is human food. It's good. right? So that's the first step.
So you're putting dog food on your plates.
They go in the dishwasher. They're still right to eat off for anyone who pops
by. Is it
by.
A heavy wash?
It's the heaviest you can do. Another option in a similar vein of psychology, we've been told to sneak it to him. So he's sort of like, maybe if you're sitting at the table, sneak it to him like he thinks he's not meant to have it. That makes it seem like desirable. The third option, though, and this is where I worry we're going too far, is we're chatting about the possibility of setting a place for him at the dinner table so he can eat with us.
I'm surprised you haven't done that already, by the way you talk about your dog.
Yeah.
How would he do that? Would he get up on a chair?
Yeah, we'd get him up on a chair. Maybe like we could get a high chair or something like that.
Oh, Dom. Please don't do that.
Okay, well, I'm not locked into any suggestions. We just want to get him eating. I was wondering what your thoughts were. If you had any suggestions for how to get a dog eating again, how would you get someone eating if they didn't want to eat anymore?
Surely he just eats if he got hungry enough, wouldn't he?
I don't think it works like that. I mean, it sounds like it should. And generally, trying to get a dog to eat food is not a dilemma I thought I'd have in my lifetime. No. I mean, but in saying that, he is, as I said, he's 15.
Yep.
And my memory when I turned 15 was I did get very fussy eating as well.
Did you?
I think I would only have Maccas at 15.
Yep. Well, maybe that's what you could do.
Take just Bobby Big through Macs. The drive-thru.
My dog once ate a Big Mac they found in a gutter. And
really?
It was the happiest day of their life. I honestly think they've been craving it ever since.
And they survived?
Well, that was 5 years ago. Still kicking on.
Oh, great. All right, I'm going through the Maccas drive-thru on the way home. Get ready, Bobby. I can upsize. Get you a full-size meal. We were chatting earlier in the show about the different uses of Coke. I wonder if Coke could help. Probably not a good idea.
Yeah, probably not. I think Coke's probably not good for dogs.
Don't feed your dog Coke. Yep. Let's end the show on that piece of wisdom. That is all we've got time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow at 11.
Bye!
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.